WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Enrico Tarrio, the former head of the Proud Boys, has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack. CBS's Skylar Henry with details.
The DOJ recommended a harsher sentence of 33 years for Tarrio, who was convicted of multiple charges, including seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors say he was a primary organizer in the failed bid to stop the transfer of presidential power after Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Tarrio wasn't in D.C. on January 6th. A prior arrest had banned him from traveling there. But prosecutors say Tarrio organized and led the attack from a hotel room in Baltimore.
Still no sign of an escaped convict in Chester County, Pennsylvania. KYW's Nikki Dementri.
Cavalcante is believed to be within 10 miles from the prison where he escaped last week. The police almost had him this weekend. He was spotted by a state trooper who gave chase, but ultimately lost him in the woods.
We had already requested and begun to mobilize resources from additional federal agencies to include the FBI and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
The heat is on again. Temps are soaring in almost half the country. KTVT-TV's Brooke Rogers is in Dallas.
Food truck operators say the heat has tanked sales by about 70 to 85% this summer. And operators are working long hours and days in miserable conditions. Between little or no AC and fryers, ovens, and grills, the inside of the trucks is 10 to 15 degrees hotter than the outside temperatures.
Well, the one chip challenge is a viral trend where you eat a crazy spicy tortilla chip and try not to drink anything to tame the heat. Some parents in Massachusetts claim their 14-year-old died doing the challenge.
We've been having sleepless nights, no pre-existing condition.
I miss my son so much.
The cause of death still hasn't been confirmed. More than 52 million airbags may be recalled. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The action covers airbags made by two companies and used by 12 automakers from 2000 to 2018. The parts were linked to 7 injuries and 2 deaths. After an 8-year investigation, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has now officially declared the airbag inflators from ARC and Delphi defective.
An update to a story we told you yesterday regarding Kim Jong-un meeting with Vladimir Putin. There's growing concern over what the North Korean leader might expect to get in return. If he's seeking nuclear subs and satellite technology in addition to cooperation on ammunition and missile technology, officials are worried it has the potential to threaten the entire world beyond just South Korea and Japan. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin's traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.